Hello, welcome back to Black Quartets and Films. I look back at the history of black quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp, and this is show number 12, part 2 of the Ink Spots film. The next film appearance that they did was in 1946 for an episode of the Marshall Time series entitled Nightclub Boom. Since it's 1946, the members of the Ink Spots at that time was Bill Kenny, Charlie Fuqua. Bernie Mackey replaced Deke Watson, and unfortunately in 1944, Hoppy Jones, the bass, passed away, and he was replaced with Cliff Givens. The next appearance for the Ink Spots was in the early 1950s for some telescriptions. And what are telescriptions? Well, let's say that telescriptions are considered soundies for television. They were made for television, just like soundies from the early 40s, but strictly for television, not for a jukebox. And the Ink Spots made 5 of them. At that time, the members were Bill Kenny, tenor and lead, Billy Bowen, the tenor, Charlie Fuqua with baritone, and the bass was Ariel McDonald. I have the pleasure, along with collector Arthur Bullowitz, to have I had a pleasant Saturday afternoon with Ariel McDonald, along with his wife and daughter, at his apartment in 145th Street in Manhattan. And so I learned a great deal off of him. The telescriptions were all produced by Studio Films. Now, I know that Marv Goldberg wrote a book about the Ink Spots, and he said in the book that they were from Snyder's Films. There were two companies that were producing telescripts in the early 50s, Snyder's and Studio Films. The Ink Spots were from Studio Films. I recently got in contact with Marv Goldberg, and he discovered that, indeed, the Ink Spots telescriptions were all produced by Studio Films and not Snyder. That information is wrong in his book. So we're going to be hearing from 2 of the 5 telescriptions that they did. I'm not too sure the year on these, either 1951 or 1952. We're going to first hear the Gypsy, and after that, If I Didn't Care. And Ariel McDonald is doing the bass on this thing. Ariel was originally the valet for the Ink Spots, but he joined them in 51 after Herb Kenny, Bill Kenny's brother, was singing bass with them, quit the group. So Ariel McDonald came in and took his place. So from either 51, 52, from a telescription, here are the Ink Spots and the Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She will look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always good. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to be the gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
She looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. But deep down in my heart, I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday. If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, why do I thrill and what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true? If I didn't care for you,
if I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? And darling, if this isn't love, then tell me, why do I thrill so much? And honey child, what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer be commanded with just your name? And would I be beyond to complain. Would all this be true if I were you?
If I didn't care, from Telescription, from either 51, 52, with the Ink Spots, and before that, the Gypsy. Also from either 51 or 52. In 1953, Bill Kenny called it quits with the Ink Spots, and he went off to become a solo act. Charlie Fuqua formed his own Ink Spot quartet, and they recorded for King Records. And I'm going to be hearing from them from a film that they did for Universal, a Universal featurette entitled The Ink Spots from 1955. And you're going to be hearing two numbers from them. It's Only a Shanty in an Old Shanty Town. And right after that, another version of If I Didn't Care. The members of the Ink Spots that they recorded for King Records and was in this film, the members are Jimmy Holmes, tenor and lead, Essex Scott, tenor, Charlie Fuqua, baritone, and Harold Jackson, bass. So for 1955, from the Universal featurette film, The Ink Spots, here are The Ink Spots.
It's only a shanty in an old shanty town. The roof is so slanting, it touches the ground. Just a tumble-down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion. Oh, baby, it's called me back. I give up my palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. Shanty and an old shanty town.
Just an old shack, back in old shanty town. That roof is so bad, it's lying down on the ground. Still, it's my old shack, back there behind the old railroad track. And to me, just like a millionaire's mansion.
Oh, baby, it's called me back. Shanty, 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 shanty town. The roof is so slanting, it touches the ground. Well, it goes way up and it comes back down, goes all around, round. So long, farewell, we'll lose goodbye. Good night, up to old shanty town. Didn't care more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this is a love, then why do I dream? What makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all of this be true if
didn't care. Honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, darling, would I feel this way? Baby, if this isn't love, I mean the real thing, then why do I thrill so doggone much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
I didn't care, would it be the same? Wouldn't my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all of this be true if I didn't care?
If I didn't care, and before that, it's only a shanty in an old shanty town from the Universal featurette, The Ink Spots from 1955. This was the last appearance for The Ink Spots on the silver screen. Have no more for you on that. But one of the original members of the original quartet was Deke Watson. After he left the Ink Spots, he formed his own quartet and called it Deke Watson and the Brown Dots. Deke Watson and the Brown Dots were Deke Watson, lead and tenor, Jimmy Nabby, tenor, Pat Best, baritone, and Jimmy Gordon, bass. They made two film appearances, both from 1947 for Harold Pictures. First, we're going to be hearing from the film Sepia Cinderella, and after that from Boy, What a Girl. Like I said, they're both from 47. And the first tune you're going to be hearing from Sepia Cinderella is Long Leg Lizzie. And then after that, you will hear Is It Right. On Is It Right, all the members of the quartet takes leads, so they actually got four leads in that song. And after that, from Boy, What a Girl, which was released in April 1947, you're going to be hearing Satchel Mouth Baby and Just In Case You Change Your Mind. That is my favorite song that they sing in these films. Both of these films, Deke Watson is mugging Shooter and doing some mugging on the screen, at making faces and so forth. But that's Deke Watson. So from 1947, from the film Sepia Cinderella, here are Deke Watson and the Brown Dots with Long Leg Lizzie.
Here's the story of a gal named Lizzie. Here's the story of a gal named Lizzie. She's all right for just a little dizzy. She clamped on top of a shed and fell down half on her head. She's Long Leg Lizzie.
Long Leg Lizzie.
Oh, she's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Oh, Long Leg Lizzie's the dizziest gal in town, 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 town.
Dizzy Lizzie likes to have a ball.
Yeah.
Dizzy Lizzie is no place at all.
Sure is.
That old gal is so darn tall.
Yeah.
She sleeps in the kitchen with the feet in the hall.
Oh, Long Leg Lizzie.
Long Leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Oh, Long Leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town, 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 town. Now, Dizzy Lizzie had to cross the river. What she did was make a brave man shiver. So the river was 1 mile wide. She stepped across in one big stride. She's long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Oh, long leg Lizzie's the dizziest gal in town.
Old Lizzie sat one day upon the ground.
Yeah.
High in the sky, she heard an awful sound. Sad but true, when Lizzie rose,
what happened?
That thing bumped her on her nose.
Oh, long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie's the dizziest gal in town. Lizzie's mother had a strange premonition that her child was in a terrible condition. She said, Lizzie, you are my fate. Baby, you're tall as the Empire State. Bridge your long leg, Lizzie.
You're a little dizzy.
And long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town. Dizzy Lizzie is a clown. She's the dizziest gal in town.
Have the inimitable Deke Watson and his brown dots. Take it away, Deke.
Is it right for me to love you after what you've done? Even though I know you've never really loved anyone. It's only you that taunts me every night. You're my thing, darling, tell me, is it right?
Because of you, I cry. Sometimes I've had to lie. But little difference did it make to you? Please tell me, is it right for me to sit around and pine, hoping someday you'll be mine? Tell me, is it?
Please tell me, is it right
for me to love you after all you've done? Although I know you've never, never really loved anyone. In all my dreams, seem to haunt me every day and every night. You're my sweetheart, you're my darling. What is it right, baby? Is it right?
Because of you, I've cried. Sometimes I've had to lie.
Oh,
did it make you?
Please tell me, is it right
for me to sit alone, my darling, and pine? 'Cause I love you, no one above you. Oh, tell me, is it right?
Yeah, that's my baby. We can have a lot of fun, just a lot of fun.
You're the cutest one. You're so sweet, you're so neat. And when you walk down the street, everybody says, baby, you're the cutest one. You're so heavenly. What a break for me. Baby, can't you see? I'm in love. That's my baby. Have a lot of fun, yes, a lot of fun. Cause baby, you're the cutest one.
He's my smile. We
can have a lot of fun, yes, a lot of fun. Cause
baby,
you're the cutest one. You're so sweet,
you're so neat. When you're walking down the street, holy cat, say, look at that. Ain't that a sharp chick? Let's wow.
Oh, baby, can't you see? Our love is heavenly. I'll never set you free.
Love from the bomb, and I don't need a sham, baby.
You can have a lot of fun. He has a whole lot of fun, cause mama.
You're the sweetest
one. Yeah,
my baby.
Put him to my dad.
We can have a lot of fun.
You need to dance and say it. So I'm going into it.
You're the cutest one. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. When you're walking down the street,
ha.
Everybody says,
look at that leg.
You're the cutest one. You're so heavenly.
Same thing on the other side.
What a break for me. Baby, can't you see?
Hey.
I'm in love. That's my baby.
Pretty much.
We can have a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun.
All right,
the world. You're the cutest one. Oh, mommy, yes, we can have a lot of fun, yes, a lot of fun, cause baby,
brown eyed,
you're the cutest one, you're so sweet, you're so neat, when you walk down the street, everybody says,
baby, you're the cutest
one, you're so heavenly, what a break for me, baby, can't you see? I'm in love, and that's my baby.
Oh, mama, yes,
we can have a lot of fun, yes, a lot of fun, cause baby,
mama, do-do-day,
baby,
ooh, mama, keep up,
baby,
yeah.
You're the cutest one.
Just in case you change your mind, it takes a year or more, I'll be hanging round your door, just in case you change your mind. For you told me in advance that you would never leave me, but not knowing positive, well, I thought I'd take a chance. And now I'm trying my best to laugh. For time flew, it can be dead before just seeing your photograph. Smiling at me, though my love you have declined, and you're certain we are true, but I'll continue being true, just in case you change your mind,
just in case you change your mind. I'll be hanging around your door, hanging around just like I did before. Baby, just in case you change your mind, do you want me any bad? Said you'd never, ever, ever, ever leave me. What you didn't say, partner. Well, I thought I'd take a chance on romance.
more. And I'll go mob, mob like I did before. If you just change your mind, I'll still be around, gal, don't you?
Just in case. Just in case you change your mind.
Just in case you change your mind. Sasho Mouth Baby, Is It Right, and Long Leg Lizzie, all from 1947 with the Brown Dots. Hope you enjoyed this program of the music from the films of both the Ink Spots and the Brown Dots. The Brown Dots basically didn't last too long, and Jimmy Nammy, Pat Best, and Jimmy Gordon of the Brown Dots got together with Danny Owens and formed a quartet known as the Sentimentalists. Unfortunately, Tommy Dorsey had the rights to that name, so they have to change the name to the Four Tunes. And, well, the rest of history with them, with the Four Tunes, because they have made many recordings as well as several hit recordings. On our next program, we're going to be featuring the films of the Golden Gate Quartet. So I hope you'll be sticking around for that. Until my next program, I'll see you down the road.